each week. Day to Day brings you a story you actually wouldn't normally hear on National Public Radio, because it's not from us. It's from Youth Radio. It's a series on cultural trends. It's called What's the New What? And this week, Mark Anthony Waters.
What's the new what? I say gay fashion is the new straight fashion. In the hood, that is. And that's what makes it new. In ghetto neighborhoods in my generation, male fashion has always been about blending in. I know you've seen the look before. White tees, blue jeans, and Nikes. The rapper Keek the Sneak even recorded a song dedicated to this boring uniform of the streets. I wouldn't be caught dead rocking the white tee look. I'm all about big shiny sunglasses, sparkling necklaces, tight leg jeans, and this cute shirt I spotted at one of my favorite stores, Didi's Discounts.
What is this? Oh my gosh, I've been looking for this shirt forever.
The straight boys who used to whisper about me on the bus haven't discovered Didi's yet, but they are jacking my style. It started when artists like Kanye West, Pharrell, and Cameron showed up on the TV screen, suited and booted in outfits that I would have picked out back in middle school. Now, my uber macho nephew AR is raiding my closet.
Hey, tell you the truth, you got swag.
AR loves that word, swag.
Swag is how you dress. It's how you make people just compliment you on everything you do, and even how you walk, that's swag.
I'm so proud AR doesn't look like every other fashion reject in a white t-shirt. But standing outside my closet at home, I ask AR if he thinks my favorite new shirt is swagalicious. His word, not mine. It's got a rainbow pattern and says, "I will not apologize."
No disrespect to all the homos, but that ain't my swag.
No disrespect taken, because I always dress better than he does. But then I ask AR if he'd at least compliment a gay boy on a nice pair of jeans.
If they do got something nice on, I will respect and I will probably let them know that I like the jeans.
Hearing that comforts me. But Duke University professor Mark Anthony Neal, who writes about gender and race, isn't so optimistic. He says straight boys might push the boundaries in terms of fashion.
But not necessarily push those boundaries in terms of the cultures and lifestyles that some of those clothing styles come from. So they can dress gay in their minds, but they still aren't necessarily wanting to have friendships with gay men. What is love?
They don't have to be friends with me. They just better realize they want to look like me. And if ghetto fashion has always been about looking tough, there is nothing tougher than being who you are. Without apologizing.
That's Mark Anthony Waters. He's a reporter for Youth Radio. You can hear all the What's the New What stories there at npr.org/what.
And you know, I can't see him. I haven't seen a picture of him. I don't know what he looks like, but I want to look like him. I just do. Just listening to that, I want to be him.